Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Wow. My friends, thanks for tuning in to the Vero Insider. It's a fabulous Wine Wednesday. There is Pinot Noir that is flowing. I am Anna Valencia Tillery, and I am surrounded by gorgeous gals. One in particular just happens to bring delicious Pinot Noir with her and other wines of the week. It is Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star, located in downtown Vero, open Tuesday through Saturdays for all of our dinner dining delight. Welcome back, Miss Kitty.
It is kind of a Pinot day, isn't it?
It is a perfect Pinot day.
Little cool, little crisp. It's just beautiful out there.
Right. We don't write the rules. We just play by them sometimes.
I love our little week of winter we're having.
That we can handle. All things in moderation. This gorgeous number, is this available by the bottle?
It is available by the bottle. It's a Lemelson Tejas Vineyard, which is a particular small vineyard within their property, Pinot Noir, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's from Willamette Valley, Oregon, and I don't know what to say about it except yummy.
Right, it's gorgeous presentation, and I'm curious, like, if you had to pick something off of the menu for this week, and I know reservations are a must. Season is here, folks. I mean,
season is here.
Don't kid yourself thinking you can go into a restaurant at 7 p.m. with a table of five and just sit right down. you might need to wait a minute, perhaps enjoy a delicious cocktail or glass of wine at the bar. But what would you pair this delicious wine with on your menu this week?
This would go great with our salmon dish.
Ooh.
It's kind of a classic pairing, salmon and Pinot Noir, because of the fattiness in the salmon and the crispness of the Pinot Noir would be absolutely spectacular. I think it would also go really well with our curried grouper dish.
Ooh,
that we're doing right now.
Right?
We do a coconut curried grouper, and the spiciness would go really nicely with the Pinot Noir. It'd be beautiful.
Oh, that sounds sensational.
Yeah.
And because we are talking about reservations and maybe even reserving space.
Yes.
Because Valentine's is fast approaching. I know that sounds so crazy. It's like the new year just started, but these things are happening.
It's not crazy. We're probably half to two-thirds full for Valentine's Day already, and it's not even February. So if you want a reservation, call us, because we really want to see you there.
Right? And we want to plan for you.
Yeah, we have to know, you know, how to finagle the tables and get it all set up so that we can make as many people happy.
As possible. What's the number, Miss
Kitty?
Exactly.
It is 772-492-9057. Just call our reservation line. Again, 772-492-9057. And myself or one of my staff members will call you back and just leave, you know, the important stuff. How many people in your party? What time you'd like to dine? Your name and phone number always helps a lot.
It sure does.
Also, what time you would like to come in. That never hurts.
And we'll make it happen.
Exactly.
Downtown Vero, dedicated parking.
Yeah. As a question, can you ask for a certain table?
You can if you're smart enough to know what the table number is.
Okay.
Scout it out first, guys.
And we do have
possible in one of those sexy booths.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients who actually have figured out the table numbers, and they request certain tables, and they are on a first come, first serve basis. So if you know a table you'd like, call early on your reservation and specifically tell us a table or the location of the table or anything you remember about the table. And when we call you back to confirm your reservation, we'll do our absolute best to get you where you need to be.
Fair enough.
Yep.
That's all you could ask for.
Exactly.
I think that is wonderful. And I personally love the Blue Star. And if you are looking for that special place to take someone that's from out of town or for an anniversary, Valentine's, you name it, the Blue Star is where I would go. Now, beside her, she is a traveler. She is a committee member. She just gives. She's got a big heart. She has fun stories, folks. Miss Donna Keys of the Shrimp Fest back in town. What number year are we?
This is our fourth annual.
That's what I was thinking. Fourth annual. Where has the time
gone? So what we're going to do is we're going to have the shrimp cook-off, and then we're going to be awarding the fourth annual Golden Shrimp Award. So to the best dish. Everybody gets to vote. It's going to be a great time.
I feel for the pressure when these restaurants are out of the goodness of their heart in a time where our season is pretty busy, being able to, you know, pour their hearts into a recipe, and they're keeping their fingers crossed back there. They're charming the pants off of those folks coming through these events. They want to win. It's great bragging rights.
Oh, we had a real competition last year. I'm telling you, and Tiki Hut won last year. The old Fish House Bar and Grill had won the 2 years before that. And Tiki Hut was just trying so hard. And they were ecstatic when they found out. They're coming back again this year. We couldn't keep them away if we paid them.
So we're
terribly excited about that.
Well, let's go into some of the details, because our listeners need to know that Shrimp Fest, in its fourth year, doesn't actually take place till mid-March. It's always over St. Paddy's weekend.
Yes, and our first day is Friday, March 15th. And we have our pre-St. Paddy's Day party, which is done Florida style. Shrimp. What the heck?
Right.
Friday night at the Riverview Park in Sebastian.
Right off US 1.
Can't miss it. As not to be confused with Riverside Park in Vero, please.
Distinctly different.
And we have a couple bands for that night. Kilt the Messenger.
Very good band.
Awesome band. I love them.
And we have
very appropriate for that St. Paddy's theme.
Yeah.
Weekend long theme.
They're just a bunch of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they get you hopping around and dancing and all kinds of great stuff.
And that's
stuff.
A great space to dance, by the way. That park is full of grass.
Kilt the Messenger is from 6 to 9, and the Kindred Kilts is from 3 to 5. So it is a St. Paddy's Day party, Florida style.
Oh, wow. It kicks off early.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Friday.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday.
I suddenly have an appointment at 3 o'clock on March 15th.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
And the craft brew is going to flow, and we are not dyeing it green. We're just not doing it. But there's going to be so much craft beer, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely. And that's because you have a great liaison in that department, right?
Paradelia Brewing Company. Absolutely. This is a brewing company in Sebastian. The guy, he and his wife were school teachers, and this was his passion. Well, he has turned it into a drop-dead great business. He even got another brewery to set up in Sebastian, and he has participated in this Shrimp Fest and turned it from a Shrimp Fest to the Shrimp Fest and craft brew hullabaloo. We have over 30 brewers, Florida brewers and home brewers, coming for the Saturday tasting event. Oh. And it's just going to, it's almost double what we had last year.
Get
it's going to be fantastic.
Is it double the price?
No, actually, we cut the price this year.
Oh, smart.
I just love the way you
smart
do math.
Woman.
We always do math that way in Indian River County. It's
last
very good.
Last year, it was $35 at the door. This year, it's $30 at the door. And it's $25 if you buy upfront at eventbrite.com. And we even have some of the breweries, local breweries, selling tickets. So you might be able to get them upfront, too.
Really?
So it's going to be great.
That's a nice strategy.
And, and we've extended the time on Saturday, too, from 1 to 5 on Saturday. So we have this whole craft brew garden set up. You come in, you get a wristband, you pay your $30 at the door if you don't have your tickets before, and you get to taste over 30 breweries and home brewers. And they're not just bringing one brew, either. These breweries are bringing 2 and 3 brews of their own. So you get a tasting cup, and you just go to town.
Oh, and there's no voting in that particular segment, is there?
Nobody's going to be able to after 4 hours.
No. Good point.
This is a committee we can really support.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. You're talking about, 60 to 90 different types of beer, potentially.
If they bring two or three. Eat some shrimp. Eat some shrimp. That's how you do it. That's the strategy.
In addition to the shrimp restaurants, we're also going to have food trucks. This is a food truck competition, too. Food trucks and the restaurants. So that's going to be fun.
The food trucks are throwing down for best shrimp dish,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
So, okay, let's quickly then do an overview of who is participating, if you have any samplings of what their dishes are going to be, so we can create a little, salivation to all of our listeners on their drive home.
I cannot give you an idea of the menus because they're secret right
Ooh.
Now. But
remember, there's judging.
That's right.
You don't give it out ahead of time.
That's right. Got it.
Yeah.
You don't
want to
know what
Bar
your competition
Grill.
Has. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be with us again. Chubby Mullet is going to be with us. Squid Lips, Old Fish House Bar and Grill. And I'm telling you, they won a couple years in a row with their fried shrimp. Tiki won with a shrimp scampi dish.
Ooh.
It was really good. So we have 4 restaurants, Tiki Hut, Chubby Mullet, Squid Lips, the Old Fish House Bar and Grill, and we have about 5 or 6 food trucks.
Nice.
So
hey, if your kids don't like shrimp or you have an allergy, don't worry about it. We have hamburgers, hot dogs, all kinds of food truck food. It's just going to be great. Pizza, too.
And that's going to run through Sunday. So we talked about hours kicking off at 3 o'clock on Friday.
3 o'clock on Friday till 9 o'clock. On Saturday the 16th, it starts at 11 and it goes to 9 o'clock at night. And on the 17th, Sunday, it goes from 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
Brilliant.
I know it.
And I can assure you that it's going to be delightful weather. I can already sense it in my bones. So that means that because we know that it's going to be a big turnout and that there's going to be big flavors and really good beer, there is
a good
call to action for sponsors, right? Like they want to be in front of the kind of traffic that event like this is going to bring to town. And it's ample amounts of time away where they're still going to get really great exposure.
Depending on the level of sponsorship, which is anywhere from $300 to $5,000, you get great exposure. You get named on the radio. For instance, let me tell you about Paradelia Brewing, a sponsor. You have already heard about him. Dale Sorensen Real Estate. Harley Davidson, new sponsor this year.
Wow.
Corporate Harley.
Love the clapping.
Are they
going
to bring some
Cindy.
Bikes to show off?
Yes, they are.
That'll be so cool.
It's the perfect audience for them.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Exactly.
We got the Dyer Partner Award this year. J.J. Taylor Distributing always contributes so much to this cause. They're the ones that bring in the beer and stuff, but they do so much for us. And Tobacco Free Florida is a big participant. But Harley Davidson, I got to tell you about it.
Yeah.
They've got like about 5 motorcycles coming in for display, but they've got one. You can get on it. It's a simulator. You don't even have to have a license.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't even have to be sober.
That's awesome.
So you get on it, and you are riding a Harley. You're going through the gears, the wind's blowing in your hair, and it's a Harley experience.
That is so cool.
It's going to be so great.
Wow. Okay, so there's a lot to look forward to. Again, this is March 15th through 17th, folks. We're talking about Shrimp Fest. It's up in Sebastian at Riverview Park. In the studio, we have Donna Key. She's a committee member. She's clearly very excited. It may or may not be in contribution to the delicious wine of the week, compliments of Kitty Wagner and the Blue Star, where we're accepting your Valentine's Day and all of your dinner reservation needs as we are in peak season. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. We're going to highlight some of our amazing sponsors. All viewable and linkable at theveroinsider.com. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. For a sensational meal, great wine, or craft cocktail in Vero, look no further than the Blue Star on 14th Avenue in downtown.
Hi, I'm Chef Kitty, and I'd just like to share some of our wonderful fall specials with you. We've got a squash salad going on right now with some red and gold beets, crumbled chèvre, lemon pecan dressing, and arugula that is absolutely dynamite. I also have on my menu Chinese five-spice duck. It's coming with a sweet potato and Brussels sprout hash and a wild blackberry blueberry chutney, which is amazing. And then we've also got our world-famous Jumbo Diver Sea Scallops, which come with a creamy spinach, tomato, and shiitake mushroom orzo. So don't miss it. Join us at the Blue Star.
Open Tuesday through Saturday for your dinner dining needs. Call today for reservation, 772-492-9057. See you at the Blue Star. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Fancy nails.
Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome.
Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com. Welcome back, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the mostest. The Vero Insider comes to you every week, compliments of some amazing sponsors that help to make this broadcast possible, like, for example, the Hair Studio of Vero Beach and Foxy Nails. If you enjoy feeling a little pampered, you know, wanting that fresh cut color style, that fresh new nail color, manicure, pedicure, lash extensions.
Those are big.
Well, everyone's loving them.
I know. And they, you know what? People look great with lash extensions.
They really do.
It
makes an instant, instant difference.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just visit our friends at Hair Studio Aviro and Foxy Nails. Show them some support. They make for great gift certificates for gifts. I'm just planting seeds. Or you can just go ahead and, you know, make the appointment for someone.
Valentine gifts.
That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Pamper the lady
or
lover in your life. Yeah. So if you have birthdays coming up, like Miss Kitty Wagner.
What?
It's almost her birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Another year wiser and younger. How terrific.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, once you pass 40, it starts going backwards, which is really cool.
I think so.
Oh, God, if that's the case, I'm
I like
12.
And holding. Also, big thank you to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all they do. If you are looking to potentially refinance or just get out of the rent race. Yeah. You know, rent just keeps going up and up.
Buy
Caliber
something.
Home Loans. Yeah.
Invest in your future.
Put your dish wherever you wish because you own it.
That's right.
It's pretty brilliant.
Paint it purple.
There you have it, folks. Caliber Home Loans. They're right there on Miracle Mile. They service throughout Melbourne, Indian River County, and St. Lucie. You'll be so happy you made that call. Pac-Mail Beachside, they are now doing key-making services and shipping wine.
They are?
Yes, indeed.
They should have done keys decades ago.
So now you don't have to leave the beach to get your keys made. You can send a delicious bottle of wine to somebody you love abroad.
Home Depot.
It's brilliant.
I can get it in 2 minutes.
That's
instant
right.
gratification.
And they have really nice designer selections because, you know, there's a fair amount of ladies in there, and we like a lot of design styles.
Yeah, then you know which key goes where.
Exactly. The pink one's for the house.
Yep.
The purple one is for my office, whatever it is.
Exactly.
So right there at Pac-Mail Beachside. And then, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, where we love stairs, elevators, and heavy furniture so you don't have to. Donna, you are talking about the Shrimp Fest, and once upon a time, you used White Glove.
I'm telling you, what an experience. I moved. And White Glove moved me, and it was wonderful. But then a day later, I decided this one area carpet I had in one room didn't like it there. I wanted it to go into another room, and then the area carpet from that room had to come into this other room, which meant taking all the furniture out and moving it again.
Naturally.
So I called you guys. They sent two gorgeous little hunks over, and it was all done in no time flat. It was wonderful.
Brilliant. See, she's smarter than the average bear.
So
boo-boo.
Smart.
It really is. And I'm really excited that you're helping to head up, again, Shrimp Fest. It always transpires over St. Patty's Day weekend, which means as our listeners say, wow, my business would really benefit from this type of exposure, from the, you know, thousands and thousands of folks that are going to come over this 3-day course. There's opportunities for sponsorship. There's opportunities to buy tickets ahead of time.
There are opportunities to buy the Beer Craft tasting event tickets ahead of time. But for sponsors, you know, you can get to hang your banner in the park. And we're
hanging my White Glove banner.
We're talking like 30,000 people are going to see this.
Brilliant.
You're on our sponsor board. You're mentioned, depending on the level of sponsorship, you're mentioned in radio, not television. Sorry, we're not there yet. radio and print ads.
Mm-hmm. So, social media.
Yeah. Oh, social media is a big thing.
Like crazy. I know.
Oh, I didn't realize because I'm of a certain generation. But so we have social media coming in, and they started a real social media thing last year, and it's amazing.
Huge
what that
impact.
Does.
Instant yeah. impact, especially as we get closer to the event. So again, if you're looking to spend some of your marketing dollars, you want to get in front of a great audience, the Shrimp Fest is definitely where it's at, March 15th through 17th. Real quick, how do the tastings work? Because there's going to be a number of restaurants and food trucks all serving a variety of dishes, not just shrimp, but you can cash your vote for the best shrimp dish. So how does that work?
Okay, when you come in, you get a ticket. You buy tickets to buy the food at the restaurants.
Okay.
So you spend your money, you get tickets, and let's say it's 8 tickets for a dish at the Tiki or whatever. And you also buy tickets for beer. There's beer on tap the whole time. The craft beer tasting does cost you $30 to get in, but other than that, the event is totally free. And there's beer on tap all 3 days. So you come in, you take your ticket, you go buy a dish from either Tiki Hut or the Chubby Mullet or Squid Lips or the old Fish House Bar and Grill. The food trucks are cash. You buy whatever you want from the food trucks. But when you come in, you get a red ticket that says vote on it. And you find the dish that you like the best, and there's going to be buckets for every restaurant and food truck up lined up across the stage. You take your voting ticket and you put it in the bucket you want.
Oh, so the voting buckets is in neutral territory. That is
smart.
Brilliant. Because folks can harass you when they really want your
we
ticket.
We had that happen.
Of all sorts of shenanigans.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we stopped that.
I think that is a great solution. I really like. See, y'all are very, very smart.
Just sitting there and counting the tickets afterwards is a little cumbersome, but we do it. We actually count the tickets.
Old school.
Yeah.
Just
by
physically.
Hand.
1, 2.
Okay, so then next year.
I was at 100. I lost count. Darn it.
Next year, we'll get somebody from, say, a computer store to just donate 4 tablets or 6 tablets or however many people you're voting on. And they'll just set up a little thing and you go up to the tablet and you just punch it and then it tabulates.
I love that idea.
And then you just give them their tablets back and say, thank you so much for letting us borrow your equipment.
And we give them free advertising for that.
Exactly.
So if there's anybody out there with tablets that would like to maybe put this into effect even this year, hey.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. You could get a couple laptops and people could just come up and vote on the laptop.
Just send us an email, info@shrimpfestfl.com.
Oh, she is quick on the draw, ladies and gents. Quick on the draw. Well, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff happening this weekend and upcoming that I'd like to share with our listeners. The Wild Game Feast is this Saturday. Yours truly as Miss Centennial is going to be up on the stage.
Nice.
We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be some more random types of cuisine. It's not going to be delicious shrimp. There's obviously a festival for delicious shrimp, March 15th through 17th. No. This is going to be like wild boar.
Yeah.
Bear.
Venison.
Gator, quail.
Good
venison.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And in an array of different sauces. That you betcha.
Yeah.
And side dishes. There's going to be a bullwhip cracking contest. There's going to be cornhole. It's at Endless Summer Winery.
Nice.
So,
yeah. And it's family friendly. It is $35 a ticket. And you must have a ticket before you get to the winery. It will be.
Where do you get those tickets?
Online. You can check it out on the Vero Insider Facebook page. You can live link right to it. But without a ticket, there just simply cannot be entry. It's going to be a sold out event.
It's always a sold out event. Is this like the 3rd or 4th year that they're doing it?
It's the 3rd year, but they took a little hiatus. So now they're coming back with a new venue. But, you know, no one wants to run out of anything. So it's important that the pre-ticket sales happen.
You have to know how many.
So that's going to be Saturday, January 26th. Yours truly will be there. And then November 8th, the Vero Premier Women's Networking Luncheon is going to be doing the gift card donation to Little Birthday Angels. So if you have been before or if you haven't been, you are a lady, you want to network in this local community, you want to see some of the movers and shakers, make some relationships, eat some good food, and be a part of a great effort to highlight two local charities every year, try and make it out to the February 8th, Friday, February 8th, always the second Friday of the month. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give some teens a bunch of gift cards. That it's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Right? For the Little Birthday Angels. So, theveroinsider.com. Thanks to our wonderful sponsors. Thanks to our wonderful guests. We will see you at Shrimp Fest over St. Patty's weekend. And, of course, make your reservations at the Blue Star. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Cheers.
Cheers.